So let's review. Our Mishnah discusses Isuri Hana, items that are forbidden and benefit, and separates them into two categories, Nikvarin, those that are buried, and Nisrafin, those that are burnt. Zak the Mishnah, the Elohein HaNikvarin, the following Isuri Hana are buried. Kachim Shepilu Yikavru, Hepilu Shilya Tikavru. If a carbon miscarries, the fetus is buried, and even if it only discharged and after birth, it is buried because we assume that it contained a fetus that disintegrated. Bashar HaNiskal, an ox that killed a person is stoned and is Asabana. Begla Rufa, and the calf that is beheaded to atone for an unsolved murder. Bitzipar Mitzaira, and the birds used to purify Mitzaira when he is healed. Bisar Nazir, and the hear that is shorn off a Nazir was completed his Naziris. Upetach Amor, and the firstborn donkey that was not redeemed and is beheaded. Ubasim Chalav, and a forbidden mixture of meat and milk. Bechulin Shanishchu Bazar, unsanctified animals that are slaughtered inside the Mikdash. However, such animals are burned because they will be confused with disqualified karbanos, which are burned. Furthermore, even a chay which is not fit as a karban at all, and therefore would not be confused with disqualified karbanos, is burned. The Gemara cites an apparent contradiction. Our Mishnah rules, Sar Nazir Yikavar. The hero that is shorn of a Nazir who has completed his Naziris is buried. While the Mishnah Mesechtas Arla rules, Ha'erig Malay Hasit Mitzemer Bechar Bebeged Yidalik HaBeged. If someone weaves a small amount of wool of a Bechar, which is Asabana, into a garment, the entire garment must be burned. Similarly, Misah HaNazir Petach Hamor Besak Yidalik HaSak. If someone weaves a small amount of hair from a Nazir or a Petach Hamor, which is Asabana, into sackcloth, the entire sackcloth must be burned. Here we see that Sar Nazir and Petach Hamor are burnt, not buried. The Gemara offers three answers. Regarding Nazir, Kamba Nazir Tame, Kamba Nazir Tar. When a Nazir cuts his hair because he became Tame, the hair is buried. But when a Nazir cuts his hair when he completes his Naziris, the hair is burnt. Regarding Petach Hamor, Kamba Sar, Kamba Sar. The hair itself is indeed buried, but once it was woven into a garment or sackcloth, is burned because otherwise people might come to benefit from it. The hair is usually buried. However, the Mishnah Masechtas Arla is of the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who holds that one may be stringent and burn items that are usually buried. The Mishnah continues. The Eilun HaNisrafin. The following Yisur Hana are burned. Chametz bePesach Yisarf. Chametz on Pesach is burned. The Gemara points out. Sazmon Tanak Rabbi Huda. The Amar Imbiru Chametz El Sreifa. Our Mishnah rules like Rabbi Huda that chametz must be burned, while the Rabbanan disagree and hold that one can dispose of chametz by other means. And the Mishnah continues. V'truma Tmeya. Truma that became defiled is burned. V'arlo, and the produce of a tree during its first 3 years. V'kla Hakerem, and the forbidden mixture of produce that was planted in a vineyard. Regarding Arla V'klayim, the Mishnah elaborates. Eshadarchan Lisraev Yisraf. Eshadarchan Liyikaver Yikaver. Items that are usually burned are burned, and items that are usually buried are buried, and the Gemara explains. Eichlin b'sreifa mashkin b'kfura. Dry food is burned, and liquids are buried. The Mishnah continues, Amadlikin b'pasa b'shemen shal truma. It is permitted to benefit from the burning of bread and oil of truma that is tameh. The Mishnah resumes its list. Kala kadashim shenishchetu chutzas manam chutzam koymen hare elu yisrifu. Karbanas that were slaughtered with intentions to burn or eat them at the wrong place or time are burned. Ashim tali. If one is unsure whether he is liable for a karma chatas, he brings an ashram tali to protect him from punishment in the interim. And if after the shechita, but before the zrikas adam, the matter was clarified that he is chayiv chatas, and the ashram tali is no longer necessary, there is a machlekes. The Tanakama says, Yisarf, the ashram tali is burned. Yudaimer, Yikaver, the ashram tali is buried. Chatas alif habal asafik tisarf. If one is unsure whether he is liable for a bird chatas, the carbon is still brought, but there is a machlekes as to what is done with the slaughtered bird. The Tanakama says, it is burned. Yehuda Eimer, Yatilenu La'ama. It's thrown into the stream of water that ran through the Azar. The Braisa adds, Umanascha Eiver Eiver Vezerkin La'ama Meskagilis Vailechas L'Nachal Kidron. It's cut into pieces and thrown into the stream which carries it off into Nachal Kidron, and it disintegrates since it is soft. Mishnah continues, Kalanikvarn La Yisrufu Bechal Nisrafen La Yikvru. Items that are meant to be buried should not be burned, and items that are meant to be burned should not be buried. However, Yehuda Eimer imratz lahach malatz by lister bas nekvarn rishai. If one wants to be stringent and burn items that are meant to be buried, he may do so. However, amru lai ein mutal lishanis. The Chama argued that he may not do so. As the Gemara explains, because nekvarn afarin aser, and nesrafin afarin mutar. If one burns items that are meant to be buried, their ash remains forbidden. But when one burns something that is meant to be burned, the ash is permitted. Therefore, in order to avoid confusion, the Chama said that one should not burn nekvarn. The Gemara cites a contradictory braisa. Afer hektish la'ilam aser. The ash of consecrated items always remains forbidden, even though our Mishnah listed them as nisrafin. The Gemara offers two answers. Kagain denaflik leka ba'atzi hektish me'aleha. This refers to a fire that broke out by itself and burned wood of hektish. Because lahava inish delimol delefik afar and lechun. No one's responsible, and the ash only becomes chun when there was me'ila. The Trumas Hadeshin Tanya de lo Eilam Aser. This refers to the ashes of Trumas Hadeshin, the daily ash that was separated from on top of the Mizbeach and placed next to the Mizbeach, and the Pasuk explicitly states that it remains forbidden. Hanaloch Yesh Bekach Mizbeach, Veslikala Masechtas Temura, Baruch Hashem completed the seventh parak in Masechtas Temura, and will begin Masechtas Kereisis in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.